Hello, everybody. I'm Zbigniew Bak. I'm vice president of the company. Probably most of you know me already. And I will present the results of the third quarter for Agora. Results will be presented, and I will be discussing results under international accounting standards. Most data for the consecutive three quarters of 2003, unless otherwise indicated. I will start talking about advertising market performance. The third quarter, the holiday quarter, as we call it, was weaker than expected, and total advertising market went down by 4.2% year on year. Part of the decline was attributed to the performance of TV advertising, which unexpectedly went down by 6.5%. This was caused mostly by the very poor results of the food advertising category, which declined by 9% in TV. Unfortunately, it became a tradition that dailies hit the most, and dailies went down by 9.6% year on year. National dailies were hurt even more and were down by 13.2% year on year. Magazines were up, that's good indication for the future, by 4.4%, and they were supported mostly by the growth in automotive advertising, which was up 19%, and clothing up 15%. Outdoor was doing also well and was up by 4.1%. Radio advertising in total was not doing that badly, up 1.8%. However, the market we are interested in, that is local radio market, was down by 16%. And national radio stations were up by 14%. So the trend that we observed in the previous quarters, that national radio stations are strengthening and the local radio stations are weakening, unfortunately continued in the third quarter of 2003. There is quite a gloomy picture, but it is not that gloomy, because if we look just at September alone, then we may be seeing at the beginning of the recovery. The September advertising figures give us more confidence for the fourth quarter, as total ad market in September alone was up by 0.5%, dailies were up by 0.1%, and Gazeta Wyborcza's advertising revenue was up by 3%. So although the total market was really, the total quarter was really bad for us, the September was okay, and we are hoping on this basis that the fourth quarter will be better. Now I will discuss the performance of Agora Group. Consolidated revenue grew by 11.5% to about 620 million Polish zloty. In the first three quarters of 2003, new businesses added to revenue about 140 million, and basically the whole growth of revenue was caused by the new businesses. Revenue of old Agora, excluding consolidation of new businesses, declined by 4.4% over the first three quarters of 2003. I will briefly discuss performance by line of business now. Then I will sum up the results of the whole group, and then at the end I will be talking a little bit about new entrant to the Polish market, Axel Springer. It is not new entrant completely, but new entrant with the daily in the daily segment. So in terms of our flagship newspaper, in the third quarter, we observed a decline in advertising revenue of Gazeta Wyborcza of 9.5%. This is still a big decline, but we are optimistic that it was at least single digit finally, after all these double digit slides that we saw in the previous quarters. And as I said before, September was up by 3%, and we hope that this will continue for the remaining of the year. The total revenue for the first three quarters, it was 472 million, and that was down by 5.3%, mostly due to advertising revenue that declined by 11.3%. In terms of market shares, we lost 1.2 percentage points in advertising market of dailies to almost 47%. And in terms of our share in copy sales market of general interest national dailies, we were up by 3 percentage points, which is not bad, to the level of 45.7%. The operating cost, excluding depreciation and amortization, remained flat in the first three quarters of 2003. And in this very, very weak advertising season, holiday season, we recorded, Gazeta recorded a margin, EBITDA margin of almost 21%, which is also not bad for Gazeta. In terms of looking for the future, as we said, on the basis of September results alone, we expect that the fourth quarter should be better than last year. In terms of magazines, now I will talk about our magazine business. The third quarter of 2003 was quite good. Total revenue of the magazine segment was up by nearly 50%. That was composed of about 35% growth in advertising revenue and close to 70% growth in copy sales. We increased our market share in the advertising market, magazine's advertising market, to 5%. But the magazine business is still not profitable despite all this growth in revenue. Because this is our strategy, we are repositioning the magazines, rejuvenating the portfolio in order to position ourselves for growth when the advertising market recovers. Therefore, we have huge advertising and promotion expenses this year, which are dragging down the bottom line. Looking forward for the magazine business, we believe that next year, the magazine business segment should break even at EBITDA level for the existing portfolio of magazines and also excluding cost of promotion within the Agora Group. Now I will discuss briefly our outdoor advertising business, the company called AMS. We are continuing restructuring activities. We acquired the company last year. And therefore, this year is a major restructuring exercise to restructure costs, and hopefully next year will be a year of increasing revenues as we substantially restructured our sales team and also strengthened the sales team, as the new head of sales, VP sales, is the previous head of sales for Gazeta Wyborcza. In terms of total operating cost, it declined by almost 30%. Staff costs were down by 18%. Employee headcount at the end of the period was 331, which is down by about 6%. And also rental cost, which is the most important cost for AMS, was down by almost 4%. We are not doing that great on revenue, although on the service it looks that it grew by nearly 15% in the first three quarters of 2003. However, we have to understand and remember that 21 million of total revenue was generated by other companies from Agora Group. So if we exclude that, the sales will be down by about 13%. Although we cannot count only like that, because roughly about half of intra-group sales are genuine sales that could be replaced by external sales if the group companies did not require reservation up front. So for next year, we will continue our restructuring activities. We will also try to strengthen and extend the network of panels in certain segments that we are weak, especially in Warsaw. And also we will modernize the existing network of panels. We have modernized, Warsaw will be modernized completely by the end of the year. And by the middle of next year, we will complete the remaining 8 largest cities in Poland. In October 2003, AMS also expanded its backlight panel system by acquiring 99 very good backlight faces located in Warsaw, which substantially improved our position in Warsaw, and now we have more than 95% of the market in this segment. Looking forward, AMS is on track to profitability, break even at EBITDA level as we promised at the beginning of the year. It looked at as a very tough promise. Now we can say it definitely will be achieved, and next year EBITDA should be positive. Now I will discuss briefly our local radio group, which is suffering from extremely tough competition from national players. Unfortunately, the trend strengthening local radio players, which we observed in the past years, completely reversed this year, and the national radio players are getting strength, and our, and not only our, but the local radio group is losing market share. This is causing concern for us and also for our radio group, and we are losing revenues and losing market share in terms of the total market share. In the past 2 years, we also suffered from the decisions of the National Broadcast Council, which revocated 2 of our licenses, so it's even more difficult to compete on this market. Still, we are number 3 player in the Polish radio advertising market after 2 national commercial radio stations, but the competition in the future, we believe, will be much tougher. Looking forward, the management of the radio division is working on the project aimed at restructuring of the group and trying to reverse the trend in Agora's share decline in radio audience and advertising market. However, the positive effects of those measures will not be seen this year. At the earliest, they will be seen next year. After discussing the major businesses of our group, I will sum up how it affected the bottom line. The group's consolidated EBITDA margin in the first 3 quarters of 2003 was 19%, and in the third quarter itself it was only 13%, which was about 7% down on the third quarter of 2002. In terms of operating profit, the substantial decrease was caused by new businesses. New businesses decreased the operating profit of the group by 26.5 million. However, substantial part of that is coming from expenses that are not cash expenses. 9.7% is goodwill amortization, and 4.3% is amortization of magazine titles. The results were affected adversely by exchange rate of euro to the Polish zloty, which was down by 9.1%, and in accordance with our in comparison with our original estimates, we paid about 6 million more for paper than we expected, so that also worsened the results. The net profit of the group is only about 2 million zloty, and new businesses decreased the net result of the group by about 33.7 million zloty. This is also including about 7 million zloty interest expense on the loan drawn to finance the acquisition of AMS. Despite all these bad financial results, the company is generating a lot of cash. For the first 3 quarters, the company generated nearly 100 million of operating cash, and Our net debt position decreased from about 66 million at the end of June to about 53 million at the end of September. As we do not expect major capital expenditures in the future, we believe that despite weaker position in the P&L, the group will generate strong free cash flows in the upcoming quarters. Finally, I will discuss the entry of new newspaper to our market. Axel Springer, as you know, commenced publishing a new national tabloid, Fakt. At the beginning, the publisher announced that it will be positioned somewhere between Gazeta Wyborcza and the existing tabloid Super Express. However, once we saw the newspaper, we know that this is not the case. It is clear now that the Fakt's target audience differs substantially from Gazeta's active and well-educated readers. We can say that it's a pure-play tabloid hunting for the current readers of Super Express. In my opinion, its editorial quality is even lower than that of Super Express. Despite that, it is still too early to draw the conclusion to what extent the new daily will compete with Agora's newspaper for advertising. Hence, we are very cautious and observe the moves of the competitors, and we will react accordingly. But we can say that we are, well, we can say that once we saw the newspaper, we were happy. So, the newspaper clearly, when you looked at the presentation we presented last time, at the beginning of September, and we showed many scenarios, basically four scenarios, how it may affect our newspaper, and the difference between those scenarios were basically whether it will be tabloid or quality newspaper, and second difference was whether it will have high or low circulation. So one of the unknown is not unknown anymore. This is a pure tabloid newspaper. The only unknown that remains is whether it will end up finally with high circulation or with low circulation. And if it is low circulation, there will be nearly no effect. And if it is high circulation, there will be some effect on our advertising revenues. But it will not be as bad as it could have been if it were a quality newspaper with high circulation. That basically ends my presentation, and now I would be happy to answer any questions if you have any questions.